Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship, ministry of bbfohio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our study in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 34, titled, Satan Hath Desired to Have You. The conclusion of this two-part study can be found at bbfohio.com, where you will find our live stream player. And you can join us Sundays at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., as well as Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. if you're unable to join us for services in person. That address again is bbfohio.com, where you will find our contact information as well as our donation information. So with that introduction, let's begin with a current events update, and then our study in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 34. We've titled this study, Satan Hath Desired to Have You. This is part one of two.
Oh, well, current events update. Digital identity is coming. It's being sold as voluntary, and it's good for you. How many times you heard that? This is one of the major organizations pushing the digital identity, and that's the World Economic Forum. And this is just one example of the articles you find on their website. How digital identity can improve lives in a post-COVID-19 world. See, it's just to make life better. But it's being implemented in Canada, which I believe you'll see this all over the world, by holding private data hostage. This is a report, Gateway Pundit, Justin Trudeau hijacks Canada's healthcare and threatens provincial premiers to cut off healthcare funding unless they agree to digital health ID. So in other words, unless you submit to the digital ID and allow all of your information to be a part of this system, then you won't have healthcare. Isn't government healthcare great? That's sarcasm for those of you who lack the sarcasm gene. But Trudeau and anyone pushing this is possessed with the spirit of Antichrist.
Yep.
There's a spirit among leaders today, and they are pushing for an agenda that is setting the stage for the Antichrist. But in Canada, some of the provincial leaders are fighting. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe, he's got a great name there, doesn't he, Momo? Says that his province will not go along with national health care digital ID. The government of Saskatchewan will not share any personal medical information with the federal government in Canada. This information is protected under the Health Information Protection Act and will remain so. So your federal government is constantly, in America and in Canada, constantly breaking federal law. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about federal law. And he's saying, you're violating the federal law. I'm not going to go along with it. Good for him. Amen?
Amen.
So the WEF, that's the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the overall progressive globalist Marxist ID agenda is becoming all pervasive. And they're bringing in, you know, the banks. They're bringing in all the hospitals, bringing in your doctor, bringing in all the schools with all the information on all the children, not just kindergarten through 12, but all the universities, everybody. On and on it goes. If you go to the World Economic Forum, you can see they have charts where they explain what they're doing, not what they're going to do, but what they are implementing, what they're doing. And you have, there you see, healthcare, financial services, food and sustainability. Does that sound familiar? You want to be able to buy food? Yes. Travel, mobility. How many remember that if you didn't have the shot and in some places have a passport, you couldn't travel? Mm-hmm. That was just laying the groundwork, getting things, you know, lined up. E-commerce, won't be able to order things online anymore. So on and so forth. Social platforms. They're already, in some countries, banning people. The government is having people banned. Wait a minute, I think that's America that's doing that. Our government, with the FBI and CIA, is controlling Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And I've been one of the people that they've gone after. Because they don't like your message, then they ban you. They shadow ban you. They put a virtual filter on your account so other people don't see what you're doing. And on Twitter, even under Elon Musk, my account remains under shadow banning and the virtue filter. I can't even see what the people I follow post, because I made a factual statement that the LGBTQ movement has been hijacked into a grooming pedophile movement. I stand by that statement because it's true. I didn't say every homo is, a pedophile. But, ooh, I just did another bad thing. Did you see the basketball player fined $40,000 because he was talking about other men in the... He was joking and he's being funny and he's talking about how the trade package brought in better looking guys. No homo. For saying that, he's fined $40,000. No homo. I think I'm going to start every study with that. Love you. Love all the men in this. No homo. Hey, I want everybody to know. No homo. I think maybe I'm going to get a little badge. No homo.
No fire brimstone for me. Amen.
So it's clear to anyone not spiritually blind, the infrastructure for the mark of the beast is nearing completion. And that's the gist of the current events update. But also, there are other things that we don't have time to cover everything. But AI, artificial intelligence. There are some good things. There's always going to be good things about everything the devil uses. There are fundamentalists for years who have taken sledgehammers to TVs and told everybody to get the TV out of your house. The problem isn't the TV. The TV is neutral. The problem is the person controlling the remote. That's the problem. Yeah. TV can be used for good. I'm here to tell you, Jenny and I get a lot of enjoyment out of our TV. We don't have a problem with it. Now, if you have a really bad problem, you can't control your little thumb when you're doing it, then get rid of the TV for a while at least.
But it's not your thumb.
It's not your thumb. That's not the problem either. So, anyway, AI is the same. AI has been used for good in some cases. But the problem is wicked men are using it. And it's going to play a major role in the Antichrist system and the Mark of the Beast and all that. Here's one of the most evil men on the planet. Bill Gates says ChatGPT will, quote, change the world, make jobs more efficient. How many of you heard that before? Gates commented on ChatGPT, an AI program capable of responding to queries with human-like responses. I know Brother Darren could tell us about some of the programs he's shown me that do that. It's very kind of creepy. But the Bible lays out the AI plus digital ID combination that will produce the mark. And I want to just review this for just a couple of minutes because I get asked this question. How do you think this is going to play? How is that going to play? Just read what it says in Revelation 13, and it's clear that what we're seeing happen is a fulfillment of prophecy. In Revelation 13, 14, talking about the false prophet, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So the beast is an antichrist. He's a counterfeit Christ. He's going to have a counterfeit death and resurrection. And then they're going to set up an image. So all this idol worship, go down to the Catholic Church where they got a big idol of Mary or Michael or whoever in front of it. And we go down to town, we live in Plain City, and there's a big Mary out there. And there's always one or two people, it seems like during the daytime, out there doing their little, praying to that little idol. It's all prepping and getting everybody ready for this. Verse 15 then says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. That's artificial intelligence. Giving life to an image. It didn't say what the image was. It could be a computer thing. It could be a holograph, whatever you call it. It could be, who knows? That the image of the beast should both speak, and caused that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The technology is already there for an image to speak, and there's communication. They have programs where the AI hears what you say and responds with their own response, its own response. Let me remember, what was the name of the one? 2000, was it 2001, A Space Odyssey?
How,
was that the name of it?
How.
Verse 16, it says, and he caused it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. But the Bible says it's also on. It's in and on. So that sounds like a chip with a tattoo of some sort. It may even be one of those tattoos that you don't see unless you shine a certain thing over it. Huh? Yeah. Or, well, there's these, they have, that are just ultraviolet causes you to be able to see it. Or what, you know, and who knows what technology they'll come up with. But then it says, verse 17, and no man might buy or sell. What I showed on the chart. All the things they're going to control that you cannot do unless you get your digital ID. And that includes buying food, paying your tuition, buying gas, whatever it is, paying your house payment, doing any banking, or the name of the beast or the number of his name, it goes on to say. So, but it's not the mark of the beast until it's 666. So that's a balance you better keep, because there's people out there already trying to scare people and think that, oh, you're taking the mark if you're involved with this. It's not. When it's the mark, it'll be the mark. What's the Bible say? In verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666. So until it's 666, you're not taking the mark of the beast. But from now till then, you are observing the stage being set for the mark of the beast. And it's happening right before our eyes.
Amen.
The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And the fool does not receive the Bible as the word of God. And only a fool would not recognize what's going on right before our eyes. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Luke 22:31-34, Satan hath desired to have you, is what we're titling this study. We're still observing Passover fellowship in the text, and the conversation over supper continues. And just a reminder on the chart, this is the day of the crucifixion, which begins and ends on Passover. And we're still actually right over here around 6 p.m., maybe a little, it's may have been a half hour, hour afterwards, 7, 8 p.m. at the latest, on that chart. And so let's read verses 31 through 34. You read the even with me, so I'll begin verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Amen. So after reproving the apostles for their backward view of greatness, we discussed in the last study, they thought being great meant that they were going to be the big cheese here on earth. And Jesus said, no, you serve the cheese. Amen? Jesus abruptly turns the conversation then toward one of them, Peter. That's what we see in verses 31 and 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon. That's Peter. He's also called Cephas, C-E-P-H-A-S. So knowing the names you're reading in the Bible is very helpful for understanding what you're reading. But Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, and that he may sift you as wheat. That's being sifted. And how many of you feel like you've kind of been there at some point? And, you know, there's a lot of believers who go through things, and sometimes it's of their own doing. Sometimes it's just life. I always told my kids growing up that, you know, life is already going to hand you all you can handle.
Amen.
Don't add to it. Don't make bad choices. Don't make mistakes. Don't ignore wise counsel, all that sort of thing. Because if you do, as a believer, you can count on it. Satan will take advantage of your bad choices. Satan will sift you as wheat. But you're the one that gives him the open door.
Yeah.
Keep the door closed on the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Peter ignores what Jesus actually says. Look at verse 33. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. It's as though Jesus didn't just say what he said. Because he goes on in verse 32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Peter just ignores that prediction, basically, by Jesus. He's contradicting Jesus by pretending Jesus doesn't really know him that well. And I'm afraid that's how a lot of Christians live the Christian life. The Bible tells us all we need to know about ourselves.
Amen.
You do not know yourself. You need God's word to tell you about yourself.
Yeah.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, God does.
Yeah.
You don't. You don't even know your own heart. Over and over and over, you know, some of you heard me say this over and over and over. How many times you're watching a faith and family movie, and the message is, follow your heart. Trust your heart.
Yeah.
Jenny will tell you, I'm like, ah. That's to keep from throwing things at the TV. That's the exact opposite of what you should be told when you're trying to make a decision. The first thing you do is go to God. In prayer and His Word. And don't trust your heart other than for your heart to be in submission to the Lord. And when you know you've done your best to follow His counsel and to walk as He is guiding you, then go. But it's not your heart. It's His wisdom from His Word and the leading and guiding of His Spirit that you follow. So look again. Verse 32 there. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus knew Peter would deny him later this same night. Right there, there in the evening, we have the calendar, we've explained that from sunset to sunset is a day in Jewish reckoning. And ours is weird. Think about it. I think ours is weird. Day begins at midnight and ends the following midnight. I like their system better, but you know, we're stuck with what we got. But it started here and ends here, so we're about here, and by the time that we get about here in that one day, Jesus knows that Peter's going to deny him. I got news for you. Jesus knew you were going to do that.
Yep, amen.
We talked about that last week. But well, no matter what it is, whether you did something good or you did something bad, Jesus knew you were going to do that. That doesn't change the fact you are the one who made the choice.
Yep.
And that's why you are accountable for the consequences. So credit where due, at least Peter does not demonstrate a herd mentality. We you'll hear us talk about the sheeple. Whatever they say on the news, and whatever a doctor says. There's some people, a doctor could put them on 20 pills and kill them with them, but they'll never do their own research. They'll never ask questions. The government says do this. Well, we better do what the government says. The news comes out and says things. And they, I just use COVID as an example. We know now they lied to you. And they exaggerated the COVID deaths by 2/3. You take whatever number you heard, and cut it by two-thirds, and that's the real number of people who actually died because of COVID. They had people with gunshot wounds dying, bleeding to death, but if they tested positive with COVID, they counted it. It's a scam. They're criminals. But the herd just went along with it. For months, we were telling people, listen, you can do the research. You can find all these people who died from car accidents and heart attacks and all that, and they're counting them as COVID deaths to scare you so you will submit to a shot that was totally experimental, that people are now dropping dead from myocarditis and blood clots and you name it, all kinds of things, are dying suddenly. And we're told all that always happened. Not at the rate that we're seeing. Yeah. And not from perfectly healthy people who then get the shot and die. But how did they get that done? Herd mentality. I got news for you. The same mentality and most of the same people are going to be herded right into the slaughter of the Antichrist. That could happen just in a few years from now. Because they have this herd mentality. Mary, did you want to say something?
Oh. Said it, just that now they're hiding the numbers for the
yeah. But some of them are afraid they're going to get in trouble, so they're admitting this stuff, and we showed some of that too. There's a herd, part of a herd. That's the John Thurston. These are John Allbaugh's co-workers. Yeah. I was guessing that the one in the middle was Alpha, but I don't know. But John said they're like any other herd. They follow, you know. Now the herd gets milked or becomes a steak or burger.
Or chili.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what happens to the herd. Unless you're following the Alpha and he's following Christ. See, some people say, well, local churches are a herd of people under the pastor. Yeah, but you're not supposed to be like the cattle who just follow. You're supposed to listen to what the Alpha, whether it's me or John or whoever's up here teaching, you're supposed to be a Berean searching the scriptures to see if what I'm saying is true.
Amen.
And when I'm not in line with the scriptures, you don't follow. It's happened.
It's very rare,
but and it should be. Someone who's careful and studies the Bible, it should be rare. But I've heard some of the best men that you could even name who are teachers, and I've heard them say something that wait a minute, that's not biblical.
Yeah. Okay.
And then sometimes they'll come back, I'll hear them later, come back and say, you know, well, I said this, but I was wrong on that, that kind of thing.
Okay. Jenny, I'm looking at the little cow. This is Elmer. Howdy, Elmer.
Those are some of the best looking animals when they're little like that. I mean, got those big eyes and Hindus. Well, the Jews, yeah, there's a golden calf under Aaron. Yeah. But, so I'm not saying they're not cute, but I'm just saying don't be part of the herd. So Jesus knows our hearts, and you don't, I don't. I don't know your heart, but I don't know my heart either.
Yeah.
I'm constantly having to keep my heart in check with the Word of God. John 2:24-25 says, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
Amen.
Now you can... I'm not knocking anybody here who's said amen and agreed with me and nod your head, whatever. But I'm just telling you, because I love you, that if you're not in the Word and you're not allowing God's Word to be your guide, then you're just full of hot air.
Amen.
It doesn't matter that you agree with the statement. The question is, are you actually living that out in your life? Where is God's Word in your daily walk? And I'm trying, as a pastor, I'm doing everything I can to try to get people in the book.
Amen.
And all I can do is take the horse to water. And we've got daily devotionals. Every day at 5 a.m. is uploaded. There's only been one day it didn't happen at 5, and it happened at noon because I set the wrong time. But Monday through Friday, 5 a.m., if you have trouble getting in the Word, you can have it spoon-fed to you in a devotional. Almost every day, we have a study being uploaded to get people into the book. More than 3,000 studies, half-hour studies. All you have to do is go to bbfohio.com and click on sermons, and you can pick whatever it is you want to listen to and everything. Why do we do that? Because I believe what I'm telling you this morning. I believe that if you will not do that, it's going to be disastrous. If you will do that, it'll make or break you right there. Doing it will make you. Don't do it, it'll break you. And so we try to practice what we preach. I believe so strongly in that. And they're free of charge, by the way. We put it out there for everybody for that reason. I am just one of you. I start my day in the Word. And on the few occasions over the years I didn't, I can tell you it makes a big difference.